Hi everyone, Sane Mean here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lord Jaguar, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sane Mean, it's funny how people are finally saying what our community's been saying for quite some time. That society is going to collapse due to hypergamy and female nature, which they cannot change, which is sad. Our brains evolve about every 50,000 years, and technology evolves about 20,000 years in 2 weeks with the quantum supercomputer, which puts humanity at the mercy of monkeys with juicy brains and a lot of artifice. Unquote. Well, Lord Jaguar, thanks for the donation and for asking me to cover the YouTube video called Why is the Modern Dating Market a Mess? With your donation. It's a talk between Chris Williamson, yet another YouTuber trying to discuss the issues facing the world, and his channel is yet another one that rose up in the middle of 2020 and then rapidly declined over the next year and a half. That's how long YouTube lets most new content creators survive these days, before taking them back to obscurity. Both his subs and view counts are collapsing. He has a chat with an academic named Vincent Hernum, and Vincent is trying to find scientific data to back things up like hypergamy, simping, get woke and go broke with hard science. Looks like academics are getting ready to tackle things we've been talking about forever now. Yes, society at large is finally figuring out what we've known for 10 years or more. They lack the imagination, and most of us monkeys don't have the ingenuity or art or skill to envision a different future. The sad thing is they're looking at the past for answers, when what they should be doing is looking to the future. You just know that in 10 years' time, they'll be talking about surrogacy and sex bots as the solution to all the sexless incel men out there, as well as the MGTOWs that just want to be left alone. So these two guys discuss how we need to return to polygamy or traditionalism as the solution. I think that's wrong. How about some new way to reorganize reproduction that leads to happy parents and kids? I'm disappointed that they didn't even bring up surrogacy, which was a topic I covered in late 2013. But at least they had their aha moment, which was that society would disintegrate if men were cast aside. But will it? After all, how can we actually have an uprising of sexually frustrated men when the average 20-year-old now has the testosterone of the average 65-year-old 50 years ago? Soy boy simps are the solution for the elites. I'm sure of it. They probably understood that there would be an uprising at some point due to financial as well as sexual marketplace inequality. So they figured out all kinds of ways to pacify men and turn them into pussies. As for polygamy, that won't work either, because the top 10% of men don't have enough resources to attract and keep a harem. Plus, a modern-day sultan needs simps to provide his harem all of their attention. I'll discuss more about the conversation you sent me, Lord Jaguar, in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Developer. If you have an online business idea but don't have much money to start, then consider using the Red Pill Developer and his team. They'll work for free in exchange for a share of the booty. No, not this booty, but this one. You guys agree to a percentage ahead of time before teaming up. It's a marriage that might actually work. He can leverage his software, web, and app development skills for your business. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to today's men taking the red pill 10 years after we took it, Clown World Show. The reason I think Chris's channel is also declining fast is because both him and his guest Vincent need to stop quoting people and need to start thinking for themselves, coming up with their own ideas. That's the problem with university when I was there. Every idea had to come from someone else, and originality didn't exist. That's what my professors told me. But they kept quoting and talking about people that did do original things. Somehow originality was a thing of the past. The cognitive dissonance in universities was amazing. Vincent has been writing academic papers on things like simping, so he comes from that background. So I don't expect too much creativity from him. The conclusion they reach in their chat is right, that it's a creeping disaster for civilization with regards to incels and civilization ending that men can't find women to date and marry. But going back in time for solutions is not the answer. This version of civilization will end, and we need to reorganize it as something new. Their only solution is to go back to polygamy, reinvigorate the nuclear family, and then have children. Again, old solutions for new problems. Solutions that humans try to get away from because they were terrible, and adult males and females were unhappy raising those children. They discuss the pain of staying up and changing diapers, which leads to the rewards of a healthy and happy family. Actually, not after you go through divorce rape in the family courts. Why suffer through having children if they're just going to be taken away from you, as Judge Harvey Two-Face flips a coin? They discuss enforced monogamy by forcing marriage, but that won't work either. Of course, we had enforced marriage in a sense back when you couldn't get divorced and remarried and women wouldn't actually work, so it forced them to find a man for survival. We certainly don't want to go back to that either. But again, these two guys need to think outside the box for problems that we've never seen before. They also discuss how men don't want to marry smart women. They quote a UK study that showed, for every 16-point increase in a man's IQ, or roughly one standard deviation, men's ability to find a wife goes up by 35%. But for women, every 16-point increase in IQ decreases her chances of finding a husband by 40%. Looks like smart men don't want smart women. It comes down to what I'd like to call mental neoteny. Men are attracted to childlike appearances in addition to childlike behavior and thought in women. Stupid women are just sexier and better in bed. I think it's all about the Dunning-Kruger effect. The dumber you are, the more you think you know and are more confident about it. You feel sure yourself. A smart, or should I say educated, woman is going to know that she doesn't know very much, so she won't feel secure or happy, and she'll take her intellectual and emotional misery out on you. In my dating days, I ran away from university edumacated women. Actuaries, accountants, even those with language degrees. They had overinflated egos and demanded control over my personal space and behavior, as if they knew what was better for me. Were they compensating for their own insecurities? I always found women less attractive if they were a bossy bitch. If Neoteny didn't work, then why would a couple of smart women I was with talk with a whiny, almost childlike voice to keep me around? That always worked on me. But around others, their voice would change. These two guys discuss how many smart women have to hide their intelligence to keep a man. All things I observed 10 to 15 years ago. Vincent also figured out that the get woke, go broke thing and meme is just a joke. He brings up hard data in his writing to prove it. All you'd have to do is look at the stock of woke companies like Procter & Gamble, which owns the woke Gillette company brand, to understand that it's not going to have an effect on their bottom line. In fact, Procter & Gamble is the highest holding in the XLP fund that I hold, almost $60,000 in. Woke companies can afford to be woke, that's why they are woke. Vincent also says the word simp had its origins in the 1920s, as a short form for simpleton. Also, that rappers used it back in the 1980s. Also, that a simp is romantically an idiot. That they have no real emotional value and are not worthwhile partners to have for women. That OnlyFans is the industrialization of simping. That men would rather pay for women than earn them through some effort to forego rejection. At first, I thought that Vincent was the Indian version of Andrew Tate. His point is good and it explains why many men pay for characters in video games, too, as well as power-ups. He's thinking socialization and coddling is probably responsible for creating so many simps. That we have bred out the warrior and the frontiersman out of men. The guys need to suffer because beyond suffering lies greatness. I agree that you have to suffer in life. So why aren't these two guys suffering mentally and starting to think for themselves instead of just parroting what other people have to say? Vincent does bring up there's an imbalance in the sexual marketplace because women have social media and Instagram to see the top men from all over the world and this skews their bias towards those best men. We've all heard that too before. But the sexual marketplace is not dysfunctional because women want the top men, but because they have more men to choose from than they know what to do with, thanks to the demographic spinning top instead of the demographic pyramid. Demographics are the most obvious answer thanks to the black pill community. Of course, there's also things like wealth inequality and the delocalization of status hierarchies through big tech. But the fact that there are too many men to go around and not enough women is not discussed by them. Even if you could return to traditionalism and try and give each man a wife, thanks to demographics, 5 to 10% of those men at least still wouldn't have one. They also discuss hypergamy, which we've been talking about now for over 10 years. They're just spewing out stats and information. They don't seem to be very cutting edge and are just following the thought leaders already out there. They're not thought leaders themselves, and I think that's because they're afraid of the risk of being wrong. They criticize the cultural revolution of the red pill, saying that it only helps men to the point of getting us sex. I guess they didn't dig enough into MGTOW philosophy, even though they very briefly mention it. They were more obsessed with incels. They also bring up that women are being encouraged not to accept a subpar relationship with a relatively equal man, which is a fancy way of saying not to settle, and that the boss bitch won't settle, so she'll stay single forever. I don't think they did enough research and probably should have watched the Incelmatics documentary or Wheat Waffles channel, which will be the biggest and most influential incel channel in the next few months. I just think that Vincent didn't want to risk bad ideas blowing up in his face. It's ironic because he brings up that a man is supposed to have courage, take responsibility, have emotional control, and be all about conquest. Where's that courage to throw out some possible solutions, regardless of how crazy they sound? If men are cowards to ask women out, then they're also cowards to share their thoughts and opinions about others, if for fear of embarrassment. But he does have some interesting theories regarding what he calls the dark gentleman. That women want a man that's a Chad as well as a dad at the same time. They want him to be both good and bad simultaneously. I've been discussing this for almost a decade. How women want a down-to-earth man yet still a risk-taker. How they want the guy to be sexy but also to be a nerd, etc. We've discussed how women want two contradictory things here forever. Lord Jaguar, a chat like this, is mostly for simps listening to it for dating advice. That's the purpose. These guys seem to be bashing simps, yet these simps are still listening so they can figure out how way to escape their simpdom. They also discuss how women are the gatekeepers of sex and reproduction, which is also an old concept. They're wrong, however, when they say that the intellect is like peacock feathers, only meant for mating. If that was the case, how do you explain the motivations of people like Nikola Tesla, the Wright brothers, as well as Johann Gutenberg? They never got married and had kids, and have no genetic legacy, versus a legacy that lasts forever. I realized a long time ago you can either have a genetic legacy, or you can try and win the lottery of the historic legacy. But realistically, if you want to leave a meaningful change for hundreds if not thousands of years, you need to focus on that historic one. I will say one thing, however, that all the stuff I've spoken about over the last 5 to 10 years, I'm glad it's finally catching fire. Just wait until people figure out what Bitcoin is in another 5 to 10 years. That will be a riot. These guys are also wrong assuming that all you have to do is stop being a simp and you'll get the girl. They don't really discuss the importance of looks that give women her tingles based on his appearance, and not his behavior. Vincent is going to discover the black pill one of these days, even though he's already talking about it. Staying on that theme of historic versus genetic legacy, do you actually want to be a guy they reproduced 4 to 5 generations ago that no one remembers, once your descendants are all gone? Or do you actually want to do something extraordinary so that you're in the list of men in the Gone Among MGTOW series on my channel? The MGTOW Museum dream is still out there, and I hope to build it one day. I knew there were two ways to go in life, a long time ago. Family or the fantasy of changing the world. To find another purpose based on your gifts. Every man needs to find those. Mine are the gift of gab, creative writing, visual arts, design, art installations, and new media. I know the odds of historic legacy are slim, but I'm still going to try and give it a shot. As for this video you shared, Lord Jaguar, these guys are sharing tired information like the gender wage gap, and discussing how it's a multivariate answer, a la Jordan Peterson. They also keep referencing him a lot. They also discuss the Chad widow. I can't exactly remember the name of the phrase, but I've already talked about this. I think it's actually the alpha widow. They also discuss women wanting men that they can't have. If they can't have the higher-end man, then they want him even more. Also, that things will probably get worse with regards to incels. But not if technology fills the gap, however. Japan shows us that that's not the case. Another somewhat amusing thing that Vincent said was that geeks are smart and can apply their knowledge to change the world. But a nerd knows about things but can't apply that knowledge in practical ways. And is book smart, and a dork is neither practical nor intelligent. So maybe he does have some interesting ideas of his own after all. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lord Jaguar for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that society at large is only now smashing down red pills after we smashed them down 10 years ago. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the junior intellectuals that are obsessed with name-dropping ideas from greater men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.